April 20, battles to fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. 1 Timothy 6:12. There are continuous battles to fight, and we are not safe a moment unless we place ourselves under the guardianship of one who gave his precious life to make it possible for everyone who will believe in him as the Son of God, while meeting the strain of Satan's varied science to escape the corruptions that are in the world through lust. He is fully able, in response to our faith, to unite our human with his divine nature. We are, while trusting in and partaking of the divine nature and strengthening our own efforts, proclaiming Christ's mission on earth to be peace on earth and goodwill toward men. We are bound to speak of the dangers of the warfare with invisible foes and to keep the armor on, for we war not merely against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, we need to keep under the constant guardianship of holy angels. To follow Christ is not freedom from conflict. It is not child's play. It is not spiritual idleness. All the enjoyment in Christ's service means sacred obligations in meeting oft stern conflicts. To follow Christ means stern battles, active labor, warfare against the world, the flesh, and the devil. Our enjoyment is the victories gained for Christ in earnest, hard warfare. We are enlisted for labor, not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. John 6:27. Every soul must count the cost. No one will succeed but by strenuous effort. We must spiritually exercise all our powers and crucify the flesh with its affections and lusts. Crucifixion means much more than many suppose. It is a constant watchfulness to be faithful unto death, to fight the good fight of faith until the warfare is ended, and as overcomers we shall receive the crown of life. I can see my Redeemer, in whom I have fresh encouragement to trust, as a never-failing source of strength.